From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has, in fact, approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence in last year's presidential election in the United States. It is a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He has been looking into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller is also examining the possibility that the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
The Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger is now rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary. He has denied any role in that contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of Congress are trying to pressure the Myanmar leader to speak out more forcefully on the issue. More than 600,000 Rohingya have left Myanmar for Bangladesh.